coming into our sitting practice, taking good care of our bodies, that they're in a posture that can be sustained for about 35 minutes. A posture that will support wakefulness as well. So taking care of any sleepiness now and throughout the practice with the usual methods. Not hesitating to stand if you're at all sleepy and have the eyes open in that case. Sitting in a way that embodies receptivity towards whatever should arise. Receptivity and open-heartedness. And so starting at the head, working downwards, letting the eyes be soft and still and downwards. The head neutral, perhaps with a little bit of a smile at the corners of the eyes and the lips. This really helps for receptivity and friendliness. Regardless of what should arise, we can open to it with a bit of a smile. It's just life happening. Taking good care of the spine. So making sure as best you can that your knees are a little lower than your hips so that your spine is straight. Roll your shoulders up, back, and down so that the chest opens. Now the spine will be straight. The chest will be open. And we soften down through the arms to the fingertips. And softening down through the legs to the feet and feeling the nice support at your bottom and at your feet. Sitting in a way that embodies our human dignity and our courage to be with things as they are. Gently now anchoring awareness in breathing. So simply notice that breathing is happening. That we're being breathed. There's actually nothing we need to do. Though sometimes it helps to take a few nice full breaths to connect with breathing. And then once you feel you've connected with the breath sufficiently, just let the breath take on whatever rhythms it may have. And simply yoke your awareness to the breath, noticing breathing in and breathing out, possibly making a light mental note to that effect. Breathing in, breathing out, rising, falling, whatever works for you. not worrying about where the mind wanders to, simply letting it go each time you notice it, and come back to breathing as a way to gather and stabilize the awareness through breathing. Another simple way to stabilize the awareness is to count the breaths. One count per breath. Count up to 5 or 10, whatever your preference is. Come back to 1 when you lose your way. Or when you get to 5 or 10. Being kindly and patient towards the wanderings of the mind. It's just what minds do. At this point now, if attention wanders off for a significant period of time, more than a second or two, you might make a mental note as to where it wandered to. Perhaps feel it briefly in the body for its short life, and then come back to noticing breathing. When you make a mental note, you might notice the tone of voice you're using with yourself. Is it friendly? Is it accepting? Is it judging? Is it whining or pleading? And so, with the tone of voice we use with ourselves, with our notes, we might clue in to any wanting or aversion that may be here. And we can open to that, recognize, allow, briefly investigate that. And as we feel ready, coming back to simply noticing breathing. And as you feel ready, you might care to expand your awareness around the breathing to take in the whole of the body, breath and body as a whole. And as you do this, you might notice the energy. We're feeling a bit wired up, or there's lots of worry, you may feel this as restlessness in the body, the hindrance of restlessness. Just recognize it, allow it, feel it through the body. It's not a problem, it's not a distraction, it's just what's happening right now. You can let it be the object of your awareness. And conversely, as we move from breath to breath and body as a whole, we may notice the hindrance of sleepiness, sloth and torpor, dullness in the mind, heaviness in the body. Bring interest to that if that's the case. Recognize it, allow it, investigate it. See what happens, whether it's sleepiness or restlessness. And with that investigation, we may discover that it might be skillful to stand. Standing can be a skillful response to restlessness as well as sleepiness. Within breath and body as a whole, opening to all the different sensations that are showing, holding them all in this wide awareness, possibly zooming in periodically to any strong sensations, letting them be the object of your awareness for their life, and then coming back to breath and body as a whole. Welcoming it all. Periodically asking, how's the attitude? How's the attitude towards what is arising? You may recognize an attitude of wanting or aversion in the tone of voice of your noting of experiences. Or just asking, how's the attitude may reveal a bit of wanting, that pulling in energy, or a little aversion, that not wanting, that pushing away energy that you might not have been fully aware of until you asked, how's the attitude? When you check on the attitude, you're recognizing whatever attitude may be here. Can you also accept that it's here? Allow it to be here. Investigate it through the body. So we're working with the rain practice as we do this. And with that, we may also notice with the end of rain, that this attitude is not always the attitude that I have. It's not always so. It's just nature unfolding. And with this recognition, allowing, investigating, noticing not always so, now whatever hindrance may be here has moved from being an obstacle into an opening to be present, mindfully aware. Another helpful question can be, is there trust, is there faith in the practice, in myself, practicing? And so this might possibly reveal if the mind, heart has been busy with doubt, the hindrance of doubt. Oh, I'm not doing it right, or this doesn't work for me, or it's not a good day for me. I do better with walking practice. These are all manifestations of doubt. And as with the other hindrances, simple recognition, allowing it to be here, get interested in it, feel it through the body. And notice it's not always so too. It's a conditioned arising doubt. Sometimes we practice, there's a predominant hindrance. Other times we'll have a multi-hindrance attack. It seems like they're all happening. Other times we may be really noticing, this is a favorite hindrance. This is an old conditioned place. This is my hole in the sidewalk. Remembering the poem, there's a hole in the sidewalk. This is my old hole in the sidewalk, showing again and again. Recognizing, allowing, investigating, and knowing it's not always so. It's a conditioned arising. While it may feel a bit strange and technical, theoretical, to assert that these hindrances are simply conditioned arisings, not always so, it's quite easy to get caught up in them, to take them personally, and to feel a lot of suffering with them. And so another N of rain is to nourish ourselves. And so we can do a little compassion practice. At this point, we'll do it now towards the end of our practice. But knowing in future, if you really feel caught up in a lot of hindrances, troubled thoughts and emotions, you can interrupt your mindfulness practice and do a little compassion practice to settle yourself. It's important to be nicely grounded in the body when you do these practices. So really feel the body sitting. Connect with your posture. Connect with the breath. Perhaps placing a hand over your heart area or wherever you feel a bit of soothing touch. Maybe it's over the belly or it's two palms really firmly planted on your thighs. Or maybe it's a hand to the cheek or the forehead. Whatever feels soothing for you. And holding yourself in mind just as you are. Or if it helps you, imagining yourself as a young child struggling. But if that's really triggering, let that suggestion go. And just be with yourself as you are. So I'll offer up some compassion phrases and you can silently repeat them for yourself. May I be held in compassion. May I be held in compassion. Feel the body sitting and breathing as you repeat the phrases. May I be held in compassion. May I be free from pain, sorrow, and suffering. May I be free from pain, sorrow, and suffering. May I receive the support and nourishment I need in this difficulty. May I receive the support and nourishment I need in this time of difficulty. May I have ease, healing, and peace. May I know ease, healing, and peace. Repeating these phrases or ones of your choosing, shortening the phrases. Whatever feels needful, may I be held in compassion. May I be free from pain, sorrow, and suffering. May I receive the support and nourishment I need. May I know ease, healing, and peace. And then pausing with that, feeling the body sitting and breathing. Remembering common humanity, knowing that of all the 7 billion people on this planet, there are definitely probably several million who are feeling what you are feeling, that we're never alone in our suffering. So offering up the phrases for all of us. May we all be held in compassion. May we all be free from pain, sorrow, and suffering. May we all receive the support and nourishment we need. And may we all live with ease, healing, and peace. Just resting in these last few moments, feeling the body sitting and breathing.